Well, in the early hours of this morning, Phanyaza Lesufi voted in as the new ANC chairperson in Gauteng, the ANC's four-day elective conference taking place in Gauteng. It was tight between Lesufi and Lebogang Maile, just 32 votes in it. Tidi Madia, EWN, a political journalist, joining us now. Tidi, a late night for you, huh?
An early morning, you mean, and good afternoon.
Well, thank you for staying up to speak to us. We do appreciate it. Tell us about this race for the leadership. How close was it in 32 votes? But how close was it really?
Mm-hmm. I think it's very important to first speak about what the conference was like. You know, it was a four-day conference. It failed to complete the business of conference. As I speak to you now, they have not elected additionals. They've nominated and will wait until July to possibly vote. And that's because they were caught in a three-day battle over credentials. And that tells you how tight the race is. While credentials can be simply seen as just accepting the register that in terms of everybody in the room, it also is where the battleground often is at play. And that battle, as I said, played over for 3 days. I mean, in terms of the battle between Phanyaza Lesufi and I remember one of the lobbyists saying to me, you know, there's a lady in an ambulance. It was so important for me to go there to make sure she votes before she goes to the hospital. That's how tight this race was. That's how important this race was. So some two odd differences, of course, but an important one, a crucial one, for those who, of course, wanted to see Phanyaza Lesufi emerge as chairperson of the province. But it was also the first province, Mandy, actually, to not give us a clean seat, to give us a mixed slate where you've got the secretariat being controlled by those who are on Lebogang Maile's plate, being PK Nyeva and Tasneem Motala.
What does that tell us then, Tidi, the fact that this is a mixed slate? What does it tell us going into December and the national conference?
I think if Lebogang Maile had emerged as chairperson, some firmly believe that Paul Masepile would get a resounding yes and a backing from the province. It's not so easy anymore. While the secretariat of the top five is controlled by people aligned to Anuele, majority of the officials are actually aligned to Phanyaza Lesufi. They were on his plate. What will be interesting is to see what happens with the additionals, Mandy. If you think back to David Nakura's chairmanship, he had a PDC that was aligned to Lebogang Maile, Anuele, or if you want to call it, previously it was called Amakariti, the faction in 2018, just took on a different name. And he was surrounded by those people and it hampered him a lot in terms of decisions he wanted to make about the ANC or about its government. So it'll be interesting to see what emerges with the PEC, because that will dictate how Phanyaza Lesufi governs in terms of the ANC and what happens with their government and what they can take forward to South Africans. I think part of the big debate around him specifically has been, because he's so popular, is that sufficient enough to halt the ANC decline? We've seen popular names being used in the past and it hasn't helped. I think what the other travesty is about this conference, 4 days, and the actual business, Mandy, of why Gauteng needs to arrest the decline, why Gauteng is in trouble, the ANC Gauteng is in trouble, didn't actually take place. It was focused on the context for leadership.
Tidi, thank you so much. Tidi Madia, EWN political journalist. I think that's an interesting conversation to have. I see many of the commentators saying it certainly looks like the ANC is going to decline below 50% in 2024 in Gauteng. So will Phanyaza Lesufi's popularity be able to stem that decline, or will he be the leader of the opposition party in the province come 2024?